Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, embarking on a fitness journey can, even as an older adult, have a positive impact both on your physical and mental health. So we want to take a look at how to up your fitness game as you age. And Carl Henry, personal trainer, is here with me in the studio this morning.
Good morning.
So the message is never too late to start.
Never too late to start. The message really is, it's the single biggest change you can make to your life, to your aging life, is to move more. That's the real message.
Mm-hmm.
We forget about that. We think that as we get older, we move less, we sit more. All that does is it accelerates the aging. You age faster. It accelerates the aging process.
Okay. And one of my missions is you're telling us now that you're going to stop the aging clock by getting us moving.
Absolutely. And people around the country are now listening in inherently because they want to stop aging. But movement is the way to do that. It's a secret to doing that. Because when you move more, you keep your muscle mass, which keeps us younger. As we get older, we lose muscle mass. The faster you lose that, the faster you age. Mm-hmm. And it accelerates the aging process.
And we're all living longer, Carl, so we want to have a healthy, longer life, don't we?
Yeah, so that's lifespan and health span. So lifespan is living longer, and we are living longer. That's mm-hmm. fine. But it's the health span. You want to be able to live longer and do what you want to do longer, like gardening, like walking to the shops, putting logs into the fire, moving things. There's no point to being 80 if you can't do any of those things. So we want to keep you strong enough to do them. And the key message is, no matter what age you are listening in, you can make progress. You can slow that aging process. You can maintain muscle mass. You can gain strength. I have a 79-year-old client at the moment. She's given up her walking stick for the first time in 10 years because she's moving more and she's strong enough to balance and to stabilise on her own without the stick. And that's at 79.
That's extraordinary.
And it proves what you can do. It's amazing what you can do. And we see it time and time again.
So the components then are the movement, but also diet.
Diet's crucial. So movement's really important. You've got to move more. Diet's really important. Your protein intake is the crucial bit there.
It's hard to do that.
It can. Now, I think people are afraid of it for first and foremost. The thing is, you should know your protein number. We should all know certain numbers about our health. Mm-hmm. Your protein number is 1. So it's 1 gram, a minimum of 1 gram per kilo body weight. And that once you know that number, then you can look at how much protein you're taking. So say for a 60 kilo person, 60 to 90 grams of protein a day is the RDA, which means nothing, right? No one really knows what that
couple
means.
A couple of eggs, would that cut it, no?
Egg is about 9 grams. So portion of chicken
Six
or portion
eggs.
Of meat. Yeah, it's a lot of eggs, I know, yeah. Not great if you suffer from cholesterol issues genetically, but a portion of meat, so chicken breasts, a piece of meat, a piece of fish, that is about 30 grams of protein. So if you think about it, with lunch and dinner, if you have a portion of protein, so a fist is roughly the size of it, that's 60 grams of protein and you'll make up the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to get adequate protein to keep your body strong. And that's what it's about. If you reduce it, again, you weaken faster. And that's what accelerates the aging process.
Right. And you need that protein to feed the muscles that you're going to build with the exercises that you're going to tell us about.
To maintain the muscle. And that's what it's about. You exercise more and you feed the muscle the protein that it requires. And a lot of people, as they get older, their appetite reduces. They eat less.
Mm-hmm.
And the key thing there is, again, you're feeding into the acceleration of that aging process.
Okay, well, let's talk about exercise now, because a lot of people will walk and they'll think, well, that's fine, that's going to cut it for me. Does it? Is it enough?
Okay, so two things. Walking is movement, unless you're walking fast enough to get the benefits. Okay, and the least scientific term I can use for that is huffing and puffing. You need to walk fast enough until you're huffing and puffing. And that's exercise, right? So the heart's pumping hard enough. The other key thing is where you're walking. So we know people who walk and who live in hillier areas are healthier than those who don't. Hills make you stronger. It's like a stair. If you live in a bungalow, you've even more work to do because you haven't got stairs in your house to go up and down. Stairs keep you strong as well. So walking's brilliant, but where you're walking is important. Hills are brilliant.
So you need a bit of resistance, which is going to
provide resistance for the body muscles. As you go up the hill and down the hill. And both are equally as effective because it keeps your legs really, really strong. So yes, walking is brilliant, but walk fast enough to get the benefits and look at the route. Find a hill. We can all find a hill somewhere.
Okay.
Find a hill and walk up and down that hill as often as you can, because that's what keeps, we know from the science and the research, that's what keeps people aging better, because they're stronger, they've better balance. And this all leads into that balance component.
Oh yeah, balance is really important, isn't it? And you have a number of exercises to tell us about that will help you with that as you age.
We do. So balance is basically, it's the cornerstone of preventing you from falling. And it's falling that accelerates the aging process. All right, so balance keeps you stronger. How do you test it? on one leg, how long can you balance for with your eyes open? Ideally, minimum of 30 seconds. And then with your eyes closed, it gets harder. And make sure you're holding onto something for safety because everyone wobbles when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that if you can balance longer, you're healthier and you live better and you're stronger. And that's why balance is so important. And there's loads of ways to improve that. Like a really simple way to do that, if you're listening in sitting on a chair, stand up out of the chair, sit back into the chair and repeat that. That's a squat. It's the ultimate squat and the safest squat because you have a chair to come back to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really, even getting up and down out of the chair.
You're not allowed to use your hands.
Ah, you see, you're ahead of me. Good. So think about that. If you're listening in doing that, do you use your hands when you get out of the chair? Because that's not allowed. It's another test for aging. You ask your friends and look in your social circle when you catch up with people. Can they do it without using their hands? So many people can't. And if you can't, again, you're aging faster. Mm-hmm. So up and down out of a chair is a really easy way to do that. Knee raises, putting your hands out in front of your body, bringing your knee up to your hand and back down is another very simple way to do it. A heel kick, bringing your hands around to your bum and tapping your heel off your hand. Very, very simple exercises. And if people want to see visuals, we've done all of these on Instagram. We've videos for people that they can follow so they can see the visual exercise. But the key thing is, it's just continual movement. But the balance, if your balance is poor, you're going to age quicker. So do your sit stands, get out of the chair without using your hands. Do a wall squat, back against the wall, feet out in front, come down and hold for as long as you can.
That's really hard.
It is
wall
hard.
Wall sits really hard.
Oh, no, yeah, but you should be able to do it. People yeah. should be able to do it.
Yeah.
And we'd have a client coming in who might do that for 5 seconds. And again, 4 weeks later, they're at 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're telling us, oh, I got out of the car much easier today.
There
and
you
we
know, go.
Because we can link the two together.
So you could build a little routine with those things.
And oh, absolutely.
And you're doing that, what, every day?
So ideally, you're moving every day. Exercise-wise, the RDA is 180 minutes a week. So 3 hours a week, basically. So you can do that every second day, every third day. That's moderate intensity. For resistance, you can do it as often as you want. Like the idea of what we're trying to do, I suppose, message-wise, is say that every little bit helps, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by standing a little bit more, that's a bit of exercise. Lifting, shopping, lifting things. Those exercise routines can be done every day. They're very simple. They're kind of 10 minutes long. They're not hard. And that's the traction is so great on them because they're very simple to do.
Yeah.
Like putting your hand out in front of your body, bringing your knee up to your hand and back down. You can do that sitting. You can do it standing. It's not going to the gym and being really exertive because it doesn't have to be that.
You're not talking about people being sore after they exercise. No. That's not the level that we're at here.
We're not trying to get to that point. If you're very unfit and really haven't done things for a long time, you might do one set.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it once. Brilliant. See how the body feels. Then build it up twice and then three times. So you build it up over the course of time. If you, off the back of this conversation, go off and do like 100 squats, you might be sore tomorrow and you'll be cursing us and me texting the show saying, I'm in bit. Well, okay, let's not do that. It all depends on your fitness level. But we're not aiming for, it's not that sense of kind of workout to be sore. You're working out here to live mm-hmm. and to live better. And we're trying to get people to move a bit more and be more conscious of their movement during the day to age and live better.
Yeah, and you know, if we think about what might be ahead of us in our life, you know, if we were heading towards a knee replacement or a hip replacement, yeah. if we have this strength already yeah. built in, we're going to find it easier to recover, aren't we?
Recover faster. We're doing a lot of that with clients and we're getting a lot of referrals from consultants before they bring the person in for the surgery. They'll refer them to us for 10 weeks prior to that. We can build up their leg strength, their core strength, their upper body strength. The stronger you are going into the surgery, the faster you bounce back from the surgery. And it's so important. And it's beginning again to gain awareness around that because hips, knees, whatever it may be, it's a big surgery. So the fitter you are, the more muscle you have, the stronger you are, you bounce back. The impact is less and you're back on your feet quicker after the surgery. So again, it all comes back to the fact that our bodies, they're not moving enough. They are weakening as we're getting older, surgery or not. So we're trying to strengthen them up for what's coming down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And pre-surgery, you should be aware of that before you go in and getting as strong as you can before you go in. And again, we're on a work level, we're seeing loads of that at the moment.
And then in your recovery as well, obviously you might need to do slightly different exercises, yeah. but get straight back
you'll
to it.
You'll have specific physio rehab.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you will. But the impact, like you'll speed up faster, you'll get better faster, you're back on your feet faster after the surgery because you're stronger going into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really crucial time before you go. You don't just sit and wait.
Is it important for people to assess where they are in their lives and then come up with put together an exercise program? Because you'll have different needs at different yeah. stages, won't you?
You will. And like that appeals to my measurement side. I like to measure stuff about people's health because you can track it. So it is important to assess where you're at. So like there's four key ways you assess that. One is your balance. Two is your lower body strength, getting up and down out of that chair for 30 seconds, how many times that you can do it. A press-up is another one. And everyone is has a fear of press-ups because they're hard, right? But you should be able to do several in a 30-second time frame. And then there's an aerobic test for how far you can cover in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
So they're all simple ways. But like, you'll know. So can you go up and down out of the stairs without getting out of breath? Can you walk to the shops or not? Can you lift certain things? The more movement you do, they get easier. The life components gets easier.
You can test your progress if you know the test to do.
And once you see progress, you're more motivated, which is so important.
Okay, well, find Carl on Instagram, Carl Henry PT. Loads of videos on there to inspire people and help you work out a little program. And we'll talk to you again soon, Carl. Thanks so much for coming in. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.